So, good morning, everyone. I hope you all had a great week. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, how many of you are happy to be here to worship Jesus?
Yes.
Great, awesome. So, before we stand up, I just want to read one verse. I would like to read from the Passion Translation. It's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. This is about us, okay? But you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light, and now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. So, this verse looks about just us, right? But why is this verse talking about us? It talks about us being the priests, the royal priesthood. It's because of what Jesus did on the cross. So our focus is Jesus and our identity comes from there. If Jesus had not done that, where would we be? That's a very important question, isn't it? So, but here we are sitting here as royal priesthood only because of what Jesus has done for us out of his pure, unconditional love. So sometimes we enter God's presence, you know, as slaves or servants, but God really wants us to enter his presence as his own children, as his sons and daughters. That's who we are. So this morning, let us enter his presence as sons and daughters. We are the royal priesthood, isn't it? So when we stand up, when you all stand up with that confidence, stand up with that boldness to enter God's presence. Shall we do that?
Yes.
Let's all stand to worship Jesus.
जिसके नाम से ये जमीन रुक जाती है, जिसके नाम से आसमान झुक जाता है, जिसके नाम से ये जमीन रुक जाती है, जिसके नाम से आसमान झुक जाता है, जिसके सामने मौत भी टिक ना सकी, कौन मौत के पार हमको ले जाता है, जिसके सामने मौत भी
above all the other names.
Jesus.
I can't hear you guys.
You move the mountains, told the wind and waves, be still. You cast out demons, built the empty soul be filled. Now there's breakthrough, now there's freedom in your name. You gave us power and the keys to do the same. You hold redemption, made accusers drop their stones. You showed us mercy with your mighty miracles. Now there's breakthrough, now there's freedom in your name. You gave us power and the keys to do the same. Now we proclaim, now walls fall down, oh. Almighty.
what God says.
Surround me with a song.
family. Your blood flows through my veins, so I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
In our most difficult times. Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I just want to share something in line, okay? It's like I wanted to take some important decisions. And this is what the Lord said. Son, I am your father. Son, I am your father. This three times. And I'm amazed how she sang the exact lyrics. So you can say, Lord, you are my father. Like that she could have said. But she said the exact words, I am your father. So what Lord told me is that I am your father, not your boss. Not your master that we are slaves. Right? He's our father. There is a relationship. He loves us so much. That's the first thing. Yes, we are supposed to do good works for him as a child. Yes, we are to worship him. But he's our father and we are his children.
This is indeed God speaking. How many of you believe that? Yeah. All hands raised. Oh, some hands are not even raised. Okay. But this is indeed God speaking. So I just felt maybe we should spend some more time on this, whatever Colin has shared, whatever Manish has shared. I really want God, Holy Spirit, to just minister this word into our lives, hearts. Okay? As we sing the next song, allow God to just wash over us. Okay, let God the Father wash over us with his fresh and, you know, his unconditional love. Okay, are you ready to receive that? Don't hold any umbrellas. Don't let it, just let nothing stop you from receiving it from God the Father. Okay, just take out everything. If you're wearing a raincoat, remove it. If you are holding an umbrella because of any reason, just take it out. Let God just pour out, wash over us. Okay? Love so
come to the breaking of bread this morning. And we're all sitting here, it's quiet, and we're going to be breaking bread soon. But the first time the Passover was celebrated, think about it. What was it like? Okay, think about it. You know, there were loud cries in the night. Okay, And we're going to look at Exodus 12. And, you know, we passed this little juice and some bread. And what does it mean? Okay, we'll look at it. In Exodus 12, verse 21. Now, this is when the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. And God said, I'm going to take you out. And then he gives them some instructions. He says, Moses summoned the elders of Israel and said to them, go at once and select the animals of your families for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. So the first thing they had to do was slaughter the Passover lamb. Then verse 22, he says, take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin and put some of it on the top and on both the sides of the door frame. Okay? So that's what they did. They slaughtered a lamb, took the blood and put it on the doorpost. And then verse 23, the Lord says, when the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and the sides of the doorframe, and he will pass over that doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. Now, can you imagine that night, those Israelites who had put the blood were covered, their lives were spared. But the Egyptians that didn't have that blood covering, there was a death in every house. And as we take the bread and juice this morning, let's remember that juice is the sign of the blood of Jesus that covers you and protects you from the judgment that is to come. Isn't that wonderful news? Okay, one day there is going to be a judgment when Jesus returns. Okay, but the blood of Jesus covers you. If there is anybody here this morning who has not received the Lord Jesus into your life, I would encourage you, put your faith in him, because one day there's going to be a judgment and only the blood of Jesus can save you. Okay? So Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. So the bread represents Jesus' body. The juice represents his blood that was shed. If you have put your faith in Jesus, you're invited and welcome to participate in this as we remember how Jesus saved us from judgment by dying in our place. Amen. Let the ushers pass the bread and the juice. Go ahead.